Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations to the Democrats. They have now, well, gotten to a point where they clearly are soulless. 49 Democratic senators voted that it should be legal, lawful, to kill a child the moment before it is born, as long as it's still inside the mother. This is a late-term abortion. It is the cruelest form of murder allowed in some places in America. And right before a full-grown baby is about to take its first breath, they wanted to make sure that that child's brain can be punctured. And they wanted to make sure that that baby could be killed by puncturing that baby's brain. Americans, by the way, overwhelmingly reject late-term abortions, but 49 Senate Democrats tried to make it legal yesterday. Yes, this is true. It wasn't about abortions in the first trimester or the second trimester. No, what the Senate voted on Wednesday was a bill to advance killing a child right up until the moment's born. And 49 Democrats said yes. Joe Manchin of West Virginia joined the Republicans to block the measure. It also fell short of the 60 votes that were needed to end a Republican filibuster on the issue. And Democrats are actually angry over the fact they cannot kill a child right before it is born. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer brought up the measure about a week after a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion showed the high court will likely overturn Roe v. Wade. So in an attempt to highlight the issue in the 2022 midterm elections, they said, we're going to move forward with this legislation that would allow for late-term abortions. They're angry that they can't kill a child right before the child's about to take its first breath. Vice President Kamala Harris attended the Senate vote and echoed Schumer's call for voters to elect more Democrats in November because then you'll be able to actually kill these babies right before they're born. Senate Republican leaders said their opposition to the measure was built on Democrats' radical plans for abortion access. Senator John Barrasso, Republican from Wyoming, put it this way. He said, today I voted to protect life. Democrats once again declared their support for unlimited on-demand abortions up until the moment of birth. This is the equivalent of partial birth abortion. The Democrats' radical bill would have even forced Wyoming taxpayers, he said, to fund abortions nationwide regardless of their personal beliefs. Well, guess what crazy states are doing like California? Gavin Newsom is now saying that California taxpayers will subsidize not just abortion, but abortion tourism from places that ban abortion, other states. I'm going to tell you more about that in a moment. But first, I want to remind you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. If you've been watching what's going on with our economy right now, it is time for you to probably take a second look at your financial portfolio. And if you've been having massive losses, one of the reasons why is because you're probably not diversified with gold and precious metals. And that's exactly where Legacy Precious Metals come in. Gold and silver precious metals can be used as a hedge against inflation and has been for decades, if not centuries. And if you are not invested at all with your retirement account in gold and silver, now is the time for you to take a look at it. Many people are going to the safety of gold and silver to protect their hard-earned dollars from what is happening on Wall Street. So call and get the free investor's guide right now from Legacy Precious Metals. You can call them, use my name, Ben, and they will send you the free investor's guide so you can find out if gold and silver is right for you to protect your hard-earned dollars. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. All right, back to California. California and Governor Gavin Newsom have announced a new plan. They're going to spend $57 million of additional funds on abortions for uninsured, as well as what they're now referring to as abortion tourism. What does that mean? It means out-of-state residents who decide to travel to the state to have abortions because of restrictions on abortions in their own states. They are going to become the abortion factory of America. The announcement, which was cheered by the psychotic left, brings Newsom's proposed spending of out-of-state abortion tourism to $125 million. This is like Disney for them. Over and above what he proposed in January. The new spending comes ahead of an anticipated decision by the U.S. Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade. That 1973 ruling that established, quote, a right to abortion. Well, as many of you know, that leaked majority opinion by Justice Alito in the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization would return authority over abortion to the states instead of the federal government. Upon the news of this probable decision, Governor Gavin Newsom saw an opportunity to, quote, cash in. He vowed to build a firewall around the state to protect abortion, proposing an amendment to the state constitution granting the right to an abortion to replace the federal one. And then he added that the state will now spend money on abortions for not only uninsured, but uninsured visitors from other states, as well as on a California, quote, reproductive justice and freedom fund for pro-abortion community organizations. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, please share this on social media so that everybody knows how sick and demented these people are in California. I want to expose the Democrats for exactly what not only the Senate bill was, but they're now actually trying to make money off tourism of killing babies in California. I will not be giving them my money. I will not be visiting California and giving them my tax dollar or giving them dollars when I land through taxes of hotel taxes and car taxes and everything else. I'm so sick and tired of watching these perverted and sick, demented people be championed as doing something great when this is nothing but pure evil. This is disgusting. You're turning abortion into tourism, and they're being and people are clapping because of this. They're excited about it. Now, there's another aspect of the story, and I'm going to hit pause on the abortion for a second because there is outrage now that there is a baby formula shortage. Republicans have come out today demanding that the White House do more to fix this problem as women are terrified that they're not going to be able to give their children the nutrients needed through baby formula. There's also become this liberal war on women saying, well, you should have breastfed your children. Some women cannot breastfeed their children, and some women, by the way, cannot produce enough milk to support life of one or sometimes two children if they have twins or triplets. These liberal women are now attacking mothers, saying, well, you should have just breastfed and then you wouldn't have to worry about a baby formula shortage. There are a million medical reasons why many women can't breastfeed. Yet the Democrats are attacking women, and they're attacking them on social media, and they're attacking them online. Instead of admitting that it's absurd that the greatest country in the world is having a shortage of breast milk, right, or formula, I should say, to supplement breast milk, they're, instead of it saying this is ridiculous and the president should immediately fix this, instead of that happening, they're now criticizing the women, saying, well, you should have thought about this before you had a child. You should just breastfeed your children. You should suck it up. Because they don't want to admit that this is actually a massive lack of leadership problem from the president. Republicans, by the way, are demanding now that they do something to fix this problem. But you have to understand something about the Democratic Party, and you can connect what's going on with this formula shortage to exactly the same issue with abortion. They don't care about children. They don't care if a child is having a problem with nutrition, with lack of baby formula. They don't care if you, in fact, they're advocating, supporting, and now wanting to make money off abortion in California with tourism. They voted, the Democrats, 49 Democrats yesterday voted to be able to end the life of a child right until the moment before the child is born. Do you really think they care if there's a shortage of baby formula in this country? Tucker Carlson had a very interesting analysis on baby formula shortage. Should be the top priority of Biden's list to address with this nation, yet he's not. And the reason why is because they don't value life.
So Joe Biden predicted food shortages, and now they're here. Baby formula, very hard to find, in case you haven't tried recently. Fox Business is reporting that the largest retailers in the country are now rationing the product. Watch.
In Georgia, Amy Thorne is 2 weeks away from being out of her son's hard-to-find baby formula.
It's a real problem for moms and especially mothers like myself who have adopted our children.
The problem worsened following a recent formula recall and continued supply chain issues.
I started looking online, and what I noticed online was there was a lot of limitations or caps to the number of things that you could order.
The country's two largest retailers told Fox News they're limiting customers to 3 baby formula products per purchase.
If you don't have kids at home or haven't had them at home in a while, it's hard to imagine what this must be like. Winter Balthrop is a mother in Nashville and is facing this, and we thought it would be interesting to talk to her. Winter, thanks so much for coming on. What is this like? I mean, living in the United States, not being able to find baby formula, probably not something you expected.
Yeah, not something I expected at all. It's honestly scary. In today's world, you would think that, you know, this wouldn't be an issue. I understand that there's, you know, supply shortages for multiple items, not just baby formula. But when it comes to our nation's infants, you just, you know, would think that they would do better and this wouldn't be an issue that we would have to face as mothers.
You listen to this mother and she's like, we should be able to do better. You have to understand, Democrats don't want to do better because they don't value the life of children. They proved it in the vote that they had yesterday and their anger towards the fact that you can't just kill babies on demand up until the moment before they take their first breath. Do you really think that Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, gives a crap about if you can or cannot feed your baby formula? They're going to tell you, figure it out. Deal with it. Good luck with it, right? They don't care that your child's suffering because they're willing to allow your child's skull to be crushed the moment before it is born and be dismembered inside of you and pulled out of you. If we're going to talk about reality, then let's actually talk about reality. These people are sick. And that's the reason why this baby formula shortage is not going to be fixed probably anytime soon, because they just don't care about children. And they sure as hell don't care about children right before they're born when they can't protect themselves.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a very interesting note that was put out online, a tweet a moment ago, by a friend of mine, Camry Nelson. She is a conservative. I say this is finally we have a good conservative activist online. And if you haven't followed her, you should follow her on Twitter, CamVTV on Twitter. But she said a moment ago on Twitter, Biden is shipping pallets of baby formula to the border. I thought you should know. Now, immediately people are going to say, well, that's not true. It's not actually happening. Sure enough, it is. Pallets of baby formula are being sent to holding facilities at the southern border amid a shortage that has seen many parts of the country go basically not have any formula. Many parents are unable to find formula for their children at their local stores. And now the GOP is blowing the whistle on this. They are sending pallets of baby formula to the border, is what Representative Kat Kamak, a Republican from Florida, said in a video posted this week on her social media pages. Meanwhile, in our own district at home, we cannot find baby formula. Joining me now to talk about this is Camry Nelson. Camry, I appreciate you coming on. You put this tweet out there. I'm sure liberals are going to come back hard, but it's the truth. Biden is shipping pallets and pallets of baby formula to the border. And you just said, hey, I thought you should know this. So as you're going without, as you're scrambling, as you're trying to provide for your children or your twins or whatever it may be, there are pallets that the government has their hands on, and they're shipping it to the border to illegal immigrants coming into our country illegally.
Right, they are. Thanks for having me on, Ben. They are. They're actually sending them to the Ursula Processing Plant facility in Texas, where a lot of people are being held, and then they're actually being released. I don't believe this is a story that, of course, you know, that they didn't want the American people to find out about, because over the last week, it's just been focused on Roe versus Wade, what's happening in Washington, D.C. And that's typically how I say politics works. They keep you so focused on what's going on in Washington, D.C. that they don't want you to know what's happening under your nose. But this is an issue. The shortage of the baby formula is an issue not with just the Republicans, but it's also an issue with the Democrats. I mean, imagine what the parents will do when you can't see your child. You will literally go to war. But this is utterly disgusting that this is taking place. It just really shows that we have administration that puts American citizens last, that especially when we have $40 billion going over to Ukraine. I mean, that could be controversial. We can go back and forth on that. But we have babies that are hungry. We have parents that are resorting to the effect of trying to make their own baby formula, and they have had some deaths as a result of this. It's been going on for a long time. I don't know why this has been covered up so much in the news, and that's just coming out now. I kid you not, weeks before the election, come November or depending on a primary, I have a feeling that all of a sudden our shelves are going to get stocked with the baby formula. But there, no one will answer to why that this is not on a priority list. And it's only happening all over the country, but it's interesting, just like here in Texas, we're one of the states that has the highest number of lack of baby formula. Well, now we know we probably have the most baby formula, and it's probably at the border, but our shelves are empty to where the average American can't go pick it up anymore.
And let's be clear about it. Yeah, let's be clear about this. The Congresswoman took a picture, and it's showing basically the only shelves that are stacked full in the country right now is at the Ursula Processing Center at the U.S. border. The shelves there are packed, like perfect, like before you would have a grand opening of a store, a baby formula. And then she took a picture of a Walmart store where the shelves are bare. And she says, this is what America looks like, right? You've got the Americans with nothing on their shelves, and you have the illegal immigrants that have a stacked shelf of Advantage, no artificial growth hormones, baby formula, HMO, right there. Members save it. I mean, it's got all the advertising. It's right there for all the illegal immigrants to grab it. They don't have to pay for it. And this is now what we have done in this country. Put the illegal immigrants and the Democratic Party ahead of the American citizens that are suffering right now. And yet I connect this back to abortion. You saw this vote yesterday where you've got 49 Democrats that voted not just to, you know, they called it, you know, to keep abortion legal, yada, 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 which is, again, a lie comparing it to states' rights issue. I'll leave that for another day to argue. But this was a extreme expansion of abortion. That is what they were voting on, which was the ability to kill a child literally up until the exact moment the child is being born, about to take its first breath. This is no different than partial birth abortion, but they've said, all right, well, you don't partially birth the child. You just got to crush the skull and dismember inside the woman moments before the child is born. And 49 Democratic senators voted in favor of doing this.
This is pure murder, and it goes back to make me think, why would they care if there's a baby formula shortage when they don't even care if the baby, life is worth nothing to some of these folks that are in office. And I believe yesterday they got a lot of people on record because they want to use this for the primaries. But it's utterly disgusting. We are in a life and death type of situation here. And I guess people like us that are conservatives, we look at this as a life and death situation, and we expect our administration in Washington, D.C. to treat it with urgency. I believe that the liberals will do anything and say anything to stay in power. I believe that this is a major power move. They don't care about babies. I mean, we saw how 49 of them voted yesterday. And I believe a lot of this is to keep the focus and attention on the Roe versus Wade and the Supreme Court, and doing what they do best is keeping all of our focus off of what's happening right in front of us, but to keep us fighting and keeping us going. But it's utterly disgusting what they are doing. I think that right now we need to be in urgency mode. We need to push the administration. And I'll be honest, I'm quite surprised, and I'm not seeing a lot of outrage over what happened yesterday. I expected more conservatives to come to the forefront and start, you know, putting more pressure on the left, but it just doesn't seem like that's happening. But I'm glad that people are finding out now that these pallets are going to the border, because it's starting to disrupt their narrative. And it doesn't matter if you're a conservative or a Democrat, when you find out that you can't buy formula for your baby, but you have people that are illegally entering our country, you know that the administration and the Biden administration believes that their lives matter more than your lives and the lives of your child. And we have to get a grasp on this now, because we cannot afford any more babies to die.
I agree. My guest with me is Cambry Nelson. She put out an amazing tweet. Biden is shipping pallets of baby formula to the border. I thought you should know. You can find her on Twitter at CamVTV on Twitter. There's one other thing that's happened. I want to get your take on this. And that is, Democrats are acting like this is a crisis they didn't know about. It's last minute. and now they're going to try to fix it. But that's not true. In California, the Greater Sacramento Economic Council brought this up weeks and weeks ago on their own online video, and the Republicans found this video and put it out there. And I want you to listen to this and get your reaction.
Over the last couple weeks, it's gotten to the point where we can no longer find the formula we need.
Sacramento area mom Michelle Willard has a 3-month-old son who relies on formula.
It's extremely nerve-wracking as a mother and not being able to find formula here in the Sacramento region to feed my child.
And this other local mom, Jen Kistler McCoy, has twin 11-month-old boys.
There has been a couple of nights where I was driving around all evening just trying to find it because we had maybe enough for like one bottle that night.
One bottle. Now, the administration will act like this is some new thing. They had no idea, right, about this. And Jen Psaki has now come out and said, hey, the FDA is working around the clock. I don't believe her, but she said it.
There is growing concern about a persistent supply issue with infant baby formula.
Yeah.
It's got about 40% shortage right now. Major retailers having to limit how much people can buy, especially acute in places like Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa. This is partly an FDA issue, but it could be a Biden administration issue. I'm just wondering if you guys are planning on taking any steps to help remedy that.
Well, let me first say, as you know, but the FDA issued a recall to ensure that they are meeting their obligation to protect the health of Americans, including babies, who, of course, were receiving or taking this formula. And
now, I have stopped there because, Kim, this is part of the lie of the Democrats, and the White House should have been called out for this. They imply that the 40%+ shortage is because of a recall. We know the recall was not for 40% of the manufacturing of baby formula. That's a lie. It's been very clearly said in all the articles that have come out. They've also now acted like this is a brand new problem. I just played for you that mother in Sacramento. They knew there was an issue with baby formula shortages weeks and weeks ago. And yet now, just now, all of a sudden, they're acting like it's a new issue. How did they not know this was happening? Are they that dumb, or do they know it and just not care?
No, they know it and they just don't care. I mean, of course, we know there were supply chain issues happening all over the United States. And the second that they knew that the FDA shut down Abbott Nutrition's factory in Michigan, they should have been popping up the FDA. They should have had a roundtable with the FDA to find out other facilities, other places that can formulate babies, that can formulate, especially knowing that, you know, Similac is one of the largest, you know, nationwide, of baby's milk for babies. So they knew this. Here's the one thing. When they come on and they start rebutting these claims, I don't believe them, especially Jen Psaki. We have the facts back all of this stuff. Yes, there was a supply chain issue, right? But you know, when there's a supply chain issue, you have to go and start getting backup going on. Do I believe they knew how quickly the issue was going to be? I can't really say. But I think they knew what was happening, but we don't have a proactive administration that is doing everything possible, everything that they are needed. Do you remember when Trump was in office? He had a roundtable with all the different executives and CEOs, very controversial. But when there was an issue, he brought everybody into the White House. He sat down and said, we have a problem. We have to find a solution. I think there are so many different things going on in Washington, D.C. They want to keep our focus on something else, especially the disaster that's walking around in the White House and speaking on a fake stage. They know what's happening. They know what was happening with Abbott. They knew this was coming to fruition, and they make all the excuses, and they blame the parents for saying, oh, it's really not that bad. Oh, we're going to blame Russia. Oh, we're going to blame this. No, all of this starts at the top, and the top is the Biden administration. They're aware of what's going on, and if they're not aware of what's going on, we have major incompetence. But it seems like people are not holding them to the carpet when they see this incompetence going on. This should never be happening. Closing these factories, I understand it if there's contamination, but if you close one, you need to pop three or four other open.
Well, and if you close one and you know that the shortage comes from that, then wouldn't you immediately then stop sending baby formula to illegal immigrants at the border and make sure you have that for the American taxpayers and for the children whose parents now are terrified of how they're going to feed their kids? But this goes back to a bigger issue, and I'll end with this with you. Ted Cruz talking about this, that it's very clear now that this administration is not acting on behalf of parents. They are attacking parents. They're attacking those that choose to raise children. In fact, we now know that it appears that the Biden administration did in fact mobilize FBI counterterrorism resources to spy on and investigate parents for just expressing their protected political speech at school board meetings. And this directly contradicts what the Attorney General Garland's sworn testimony stated. He said that did not happen. We now know that, in fact, it did happen. And this is why this administration, I tell people, I don't trust them. Because we have learned from brave whistleblowers now that the FBI had actually opened investigations with education officials, with threat tags in almost every region of the country relating to all types of educational settings. And these whistleblowers gave us this information that shows that as a direct result of this directive, federal law enforcement was using, quote, counterterrorism resources, which would mean counterterrorism resources would be spying on you, right? Surveying you to investigate parents' protected First Amendment activity at school boards. For example, in one investigation that began following the directive from the FBI and from Garland, the FBI's field office interviewed a mom for allegedly telling a local school board, quote, we are coming for you. The complaint, which came into the FBI through the National Threat Operations Center snitch line, alleges that the mom was a threat because she belonged to, quote, a right-wing moms group known as Moms for Liberty, and because she is a, quote, gun owner. When an FBI agent interviewed the mother, she told the agent she was upset about the school board's mask mandate and that her statement was a warning that her organization would seek to replace the school board with a new member through the electoral process. That's not the only example. The FBI's field office also opened another investigation on a dad opposed to the mask mandate. The complaint came in through the National Threat Operations Center, the snitch line, and alleged that the dad, quote, fit the profile of an insurrectionist, quote unquote, because he rails against the government and, quote, believes all conspiracy theories and has a lot of guns and threatens to use them. When an FBI agent interviewed the complainant admitted that he had no specific information or observation of any crime or threat. But they contacted the FBI after learning the Justice Department had a website, quote, to submit tips to the FBI in regards to any concerning behavior directed towards school boards. So we know now that Garland lied under oath. We know that the FBI and the Department of Education was trying to turn concerned parents into terrorists.
I believe they're trying to get parents to fall in line. I've said this from COVID, from the beginning of COVID, is they want to see how far they can push the American people to comply. And they're slowly doing that. It's like they're poking the belly of the bear. And there's one thing in life when we just start getting irate is when they start coming after parents because we're so protective of our children. It's interesting you said Moms for Liberty. I speak at Moms for Liberty events, and these are the most gracious women who stand up and fight against pornography in the schools. You don't hear Garland. You don't hear all of them, the DOJ. You don't even talk to the FBI talking about the pornography in school, the books that children are reading. These are moms. These are parents that are standing up for their children because their children are bringing home literature that they can't explain, and they're asking their parents what these different sexual acts are. And I believe that they're slowly pushing the American people. They want to see how far they can push them. And the more Americans comply to this behavior, the more they're not going to stop until we force it to stop, until the American people say enough. That doesn't mean say enough by bringing out our guns and threatening them, saying enough and taking a stand and putting a stop to this. That's the only way this is going to stop, is to stop allowing the government to bully us, because we are not a social experiment, and sometimes it feels like we are in a social experiment, but we have to say enough, and we have to stop it. So the 100 million COVID cases coming out in the beginning of the new year, imagine what they're going to do with the children. They're going to try to mask the children again. They're going to keep pushing these restrictions on us. The parents are going to start up, and then they're going to just slide this underneath the table, because it seems like the FBI gets away with everything.
Yeah, well, and let's be clear. Let's be clear. The FBI isn't just coming after parents. They open an investigation into a Republican state elected official over allegations of a state Democratic Party official that the Republican, quote unquote, incited violence by expressing public displeasure with the school district's vaccine mandate. That complaint also came into the FBI through the National Threat Operations Center snitch line. And this whistleblower giving out this information said, you have to understand that we're now turning mothers and fathers into terrorists, opening up FBI investigations about them, establishing a case file on them, all because of their political views. And in fact, their political views are being included in their case file, and the application of a threat tag to their names as a direct result of them expressing their fundamental constitutional right to speak and advance and advocate for their children can now get you an FBI case file with a threat code, a threat tag next to your name.
This is what they're doing to politicians as well. If you notice, it happened in two states, North Carolina and in Georgia. They're trying to get politicians removed from their seats. But yes, they're trying to get people to put on domestic terrorist lists. I agree with that. I believe that they're trying to label people. They're trying to put us into categories. For speaking up, I have friends that were even up in Washington, D.C. that were not at the J6 event, and they've got four S's on their flights, and they are not able to fly. They have to go through extra screening because they're a potential threat. A potential threat to what? Being at a meeting on the same day in the wrong place, you know, and the wrong time of an event going on. So one, this is going to go back to silencing the parrot. Two, they're going to get us to fall in line. Three, if a politician stands up and starts fighting back for their constituents or has a say, they're going to do everything they can to remove them from their position, and then they're going to run somebody else in that position to try to flip that seat. That's all this happens. I said from the beginning, this is all about power, and this is all about control, not just in politics, but your everyday life, and it has to stop. And it's only going to stop by us because there's more of us than there is of them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You can follow Cambry Nelson at CamVTV on Twitter. She's also on Facebook and Getter and all the others. She is bringing to light that the Biden administration is shipping pallets of baby formula to the border. Make sure you grab our podcast, hit that share button and share this so other people hear what's happening. Also, make sure you write us a 5-star review so that more conservatives will be able to see our podcast. Cambry, I appreciate you coming on. Great work you're doing exposing this online, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks for having me on, Ben.
We'll continue to cover this story. Make sure, again, share this podcast with your family and your friends on social media. See you tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.